Suburbs are the towns and villages that lie directly outside large cities. Here are fewer people and more space than in the city, and these are the chief reasons that so many people live in the suburbs. During the 19th century, most people lived on a farm, in a city, or in an isolated town. There were no suburbs at all. As the Industrial Revolution progressed, more and more factories sprang up in the cities. Cities became smoky, noisy, and crowded. The heart of the city no longer was a pleasant place to live in, and so those who could afford to move left the central city for new homes on the outskirts. By 1904, mass transit systems, streetcars and subways, had been invented to take workers from their homes on the outskirts to factories and shops in the central city. The vast numbers of immigrants who reached North America during the late 19th century settled mainly in cities, further swelling the urban population. Cities became so large that many people moved out and built homes in country villages 10 to 15 miles beyond the city limits. From these quiet villages grew today's suburbs. Suburban railroads were built to take workers into the city each morning and to return them to the country each evening. The railroads helped the suburbs to expand, but it was the invention of the mass-produced automobile that was, and still is, a major cause of suburban growth. The automobile makes it possible for a worker to live as far away from the city as 40 miles and yet be able to drive to work in only an hour. Most suburbanites are persons who must work in the city, but who do not want to live there. Many of them are married couples who have children. Often the city's family-sized apartments are too expensive for these couples. Heavy traffic may make city streets a dangerous place for children to play, or perhaps city schools are overcrowded. These are some of the reasons that tempt people, especially people with children, to leave the city for the suburbs.